You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the Art World Demystified.
Today on our show, we're talking with Ramesh Daha. She's an artist living and working in Vienna. Ramesh, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Let's begin by talking about what you're working on now. There seems to be so many aspects to how you approach your work and practice, so maybe we can begin with what is happening in your studio now and or a project and how you're approaching it or working on it.
Sure. I work on, I just work on a book. I want to publish a book this coming year. So this project includes paintings, drawings, huge archives, and a book. It's called Research Diary. So my project is called Unlimited History. So it is about Iran in the time of Reza Shah. Let me just tell you why I started to research about this time. I don't know, you know, I'm half Iranian, half Austrian. My family and I immigrated 1979 from Tehran to Vienna. It's my hometown. I was 7 years old, and my life was influenced two totally different mentalities and two different family stories. So my Austrian grandparents had an incredibly terrible time during the Second World War, and my Persian grandparents lived at the same time in Iran, where they joined a high living standard. So I always listened to their stories. Yeah, when I started to work on my project 32 Great North, 53 Great East, these are the coordinates of Tehran, I interviewed my 94 years old Persian grandmother in Vancouver. You can see this video on my homepage. So she tells a story of the street where she lived during her childhood and youth in Tehran. This street was called the Street of Amjadeye and was renamed for three times. First to 17th of Day, that was 1934. It was after banning of the Chador by Reza Shah Pahlavi. And my grandmother was graduating when the Shah entered the ceremony with his unveiled wife and daughters. This street was renamed again 1943. It became to the Street of Roosevelt because of the Tehran Conference. Roosevelt, Churchill, and Stalin came for this conference to the American Embassy in that street where my grandmother still lived. 1979, this street was renamed to Dr. Mufateh after the Islamic Revolution. So anyway, now for my actual project, it's called Unlimited History. I started researching in public and private archives. I also bought many magazines, press photos, and many other things, like what I found on eBay or just in private archives. So I got everything what I really needed for my archive here. At least when I stayed in Berlin, I found in the Federal Foreign Archive in Berlin hundreds of secret papers of the time when the German collaborated with Iran before and during the Second World War. The German were interested to build the northern part of the Trans-Iranian Railway, which goes from the Persian Gulf to the Caspian Sea. This route was so important for the war strategy. So they also liked the idea of Iran, the land of the Arya. 1935, Reza Shah Pahlavi renamed Persia to Iran. Nazi Germany and Iran started to collaborate more and more together. Reza Shah's concept was very similar to Atatürk's in Turkey. He just wanted to rebuild the country. He invested in infrastructure, in education, in a bank system, and so much more. So he didn't like the British power in his country, that's as we know. And this railway became in my work, like how I say it in German, der rote Faden is the red wire. It became the basic. That's where I hold just to make art. So I studied almost everything about that time and this railway. I painted big sizes political maps, many landscapes with the coordinates of the railway. I also found a way to draw the secret papers, these Nazi papers, which I found in Berlin, so with footages and charcoal on paper. The most important part in this project is my research diary. It's a book where I wrote all my researches. I did collages and drawings and writings. Yeah, so just go back again to the history. Sorry,
That's good. So that's the context. I'm glad you said that. That's the context part of this book. Which is fascinating, and certainly I don't know those things. With Nazi Germany at that time and the railway, that's really fascinating. So this book is that's the history of where this comes from. But tell me more about the book itself. What will the book be of? Is that projects, or is it entirely about this history and the projects associated with
Yeah. So in this book, it's about 200 pages. I just started writing. I mean, I just started when I saw all this material and information, so I just started to write them down. So as it came, it's all the archive. Just I wrote down about what's in the Newsweek, the Geographic magazines, or secret papers, whatever, right? So it's for me, it's very important. I still go when I need something, when I'm looking for something, I use my book. So it's a lot of drawings. That's why I also put this book on my homepage, so you just can see how I work. It's very important for me before I start doing my artwork. I have to collect a huge archive. So at least after all this information what I have, I try to find a line just to go ahead. So this book is on paper. It's not big. I mean, it's about, I don't know, the centimeter. It's not a very big book. It's just a drawing book. And I want to make an artist book edition so everyone can just see it. I also put original archive material into this book. I just put it inside. So it's the basics, and it tells the history. That's why it's called a research diary. It's like my diary. I work every day inside for the last 4 years. So I tell the story about Iran just also to understand bit of my own story and family story and how things developed in the last years. The project I did before was from 1979 up, so just to understand my own story.
Sure.
But 1943 was like this Tehran conference. I was always wondering, why did this happen in Tehran? And also like this renaming, why did they rename a street for so many times, or why did Persia become to Iran? So why did all these things happen? How the revolutions happened? I'm not a historian. I just want to understand things. I just want to do art. I just want to find the places. So that's why I did many landscapes, political landscapes. I can't go to Iran. I don't want to go there anymore. But I bring my Iran into my studio. I find the places on Google Earth. I keep images. I find the coordinates there. So I can just bring my own world here and study the history to be authentic. So that's about this project.
That's very interesting, and that's really clear. So now, with this research diary, is that how, when you've done projects over the past few years, in a sense they're all pulled out of that diary? That's your source material that you use to then create an exhibit or a painting or work of art?
This is just for this one project, yeah, because I have so many other projects, yeah. This is just, it just put just this story of Reza Shah and all these geopolitical movements and the history part I put in this research diary, when I'm clear about these things, I go out and I find the images to do my paintings or video or that. Did I understand your questions? Like, is it clear?
You did. Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
You did. So
yeah.
Maybe I should also ask, though, yeah, that is clear. That's just for this one project. So
yeah, it's just for one.
When did this approach begin? That's the approach for this project is kind of research, and I imagine that's also your approach for earlier projects. So maybe is there an earlier project where you had that similar approach to creating research and then drawing?
Yeah, I mean, I always reach it. I mean, I'm a political artist, so always when I start projects, something has to happen. Like also in my own story, it has to touch me in a way. So my life project, my work in progress is the victims 9/11. I don't know if you heard about that. I decided to paint all portraits, to find all images. And after this attack, I knew that a new era has started. And so we hear so often numbers of victims. These are abstract. So how is it to see faces, but paintings? It's so different to see paintings. Yeah, it catches you in another way. And it's also my passion to paint. So I painted one by one, and when this happened, I was like everyone in Europe, it's still different. It was like so abstract what would happen. And I researched the numbers of the victims and the names and then the photographs, and I collected them. And Daria Lim, she was a cousin of my ex-husband, and she was one of the first identified victims, and I painted her. I painted their portraits, so then I was sure to paint all of them. So I have about 800, a huge archive about that. The size is 9.45 inches by 1181, like it's not a big format. I paint them really about one by one with numbers. So also here I have an archive. After 9/11, I started the project No Comment. It's also again about victims in Iraq. That was like immediately in between I started to paint portraits of children, huge sizes, two of them, fallen children, two victims, in between my own children and the children around me. Very personal interpretation, what happened. In between, while I was painting victims 9/11, the invasion to Afghanistan and Iraq, so I had to find a way to do something, yeah. So just to show the emotional part and to be very clear, not painting like the catastrophe how you see it in the media, just to see how the media works in our society, and to paint just portraits again. Not bloody portraits, beautiful portraits of children. Also here I have a huge archive because I had to find these two victims. It was kind of impossible. We found the victims 9/11 in CNN and all the tributes, but we didn't find one victim from Afghanistan, not one from the civil victims, also not from Iraq. So we had names. The site was called Body Count. So I had names and numbers, but not images. So finding kids was very hard. You could see photographs with bloody children, dying children, mothers, and it was really hard thing. So also here I collected and I studied about their destinies and what happened. So this project is called No Comment. And after that, I started part of my own story, the Iran, where I used the title of the coordinates of Tehran. It says 32 Great North, 53 Great East, where I collected family archive photographs. So that's why my Persian part, a part of my family, they moved to Vancouver. And all the friends of them. So I traveled to Vancouver That's what I told before. My grandmother told, like, I did this video, and she was telling me all the stories, and I could meet her friends and collect the photographs also from the premier ministers and whatever. I just collected stories again. And the photographs on the backside, you have information. Sometimes it's just a poem or the day, whatever. So I was so interested on the backside of the photographs. Was much more interesting for me as the image. So that's how I use it for my paperwork, the backside of these photographs. So this is also a part of this project, again, from thousands of pictures. I tried to find a very reduced form for the information to show it into my artwork. So I think now maybe you have a feeling for how I collect archives and how I sort them and to bring it on a very reduced place to make art. I think maybe,
Yes, no, that's very interesting and powerful. Maybe we can also talk a little bit about, so the context of all this. Now you're living in Vienna, you're exhibiting there. Do you also teach or do other work? What else? I'm trying to look at the context of how this is presented and perhaps received there and how you support yourself and this process.
I mean, it's not easy to live in this political art thing. It's not very commercial. But I paint portraits because it's my passion. So I paint portraits, and so that's part of how I also earn my money. It's also authentic in my other work. So I paint portraits to live. And the shows what I did, I had last year was different institution, one in the 21st House, 21er House. It's a modern museum in Vienna. My last show was, I won a prize from the secession, from the Vienna secession. So I had a show there about a new project again from 1933. So my work is basically more for institutional places. And I live from my own art. I paint portraits and I also sell into my studio. Yeah, and I really enjoy doing that. Yeah, I'm really happy about that.
I like that. Ramesh, thanks so much for talking with us today. It's really been a pleasure hearing about your work and process.
Thank you for listening all that.
You're listening to Yale Radio WIVC. This is Brainerd Carey with the Art World Demystified.